What helps us show discipline? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we have developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student who is 85. And this month we are talking about discipline. I do what needs to be done before I play. So as we're talking about it, we defined it last week. We talked about how it's important to help us set our goals, but what are the tools that we can use to show discipline, to help us show that discipline that we need? And I talked about one of them last week, setting a timer. Setting a timer and working on the task maybe for a certain period of time, but it's going to take longer than that. So you set the timer for 5 or 10 minutes. Give yourself a little mental break and then get back to it. Or maybe you can get it done in 10 minutes or 15 minutes or however long it's going to take you. And so you'd rather just set the timer and get the whole thing that you need to get done because you want to move on to something more fun and more enjoyable. When you set a timer, it helps you remain focused. It helps you know, hey, this is what I have to do and I only have to do it for this amount of time. Bonus side, you can race the timer. You can see if you can go faster than the amount of time you allotted yourself. Either way, it gives you something more to ground yourself to the task that you're trying to complete. Another thing to help you stay disciplined is to write a list. Write a list of the things that you want to accomplish. I personally love task lists because then I can cross them off as I get them done, and I feel a sense of accomplishment as we're doing that, right? Because then I know that, hey, this got done. Yes. This got done. Good. And I'm working towards this achievement. You can do the same thing with your goals that you set. You set a plan in place. Here's my different steps. I got this one done. Sweet. I can keep working forward on my goals. Make sure, and this is the biggest part of discipline, make sure that you are here, present, in the moment. If you're thinking about a million other things, you are not going to be able to remain disciplined because you are going to be distracted by those other things. If you are worrying about something else, if you are coming up with other questions, if you are trying to answer math homework and science homework at the same time, you are not going to be able to put forth your best work. For me, I wind up keeping a little notebook next to it, next to wherever I'm working, so that if like a question pops into my head or a task that I needed to remember needs to get done, I can jot it down and not have to worry about it, but it doesn't fully pull me away from whatever it is that I am working diligently on. I set myself up that way so that I can remain focused on what I'm doing. And then finally, I don't know about you, but all work is boring, right? And so, if we're disciplined, we get our work done before we play. But if you set yourself up with the reward that you would really like for getting something accomplished, then it makes the work a little bit more enjoyable. I like to read, so a few minutes of reading after I'm done is a great reward for me. Maybe it's a walk around the park. Maybe it's a chance to go in the yard and throw the ball for the dogs. Maybe it's a few minutes on a video game or something like that. You decide what reward is there for you so that if you have raced the timer and you won or remained focused on the project or the homework or whatever it is that you needed to do the whole time, you have a built-in reward system for yourself. You finished off your entire task list and you can throw your celebration that you got it all completed by giving yourself a chance to sit and draw. Whatever that needs to be is also part of your discipline because it's hard work sometimes to stay focused on one task. So if we set ourselves up for success, both with how we do the work and how we reward ourselves afterwards, the more likely it is that we're going to achieve our goals and remain disciplined and stay focused. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.